Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking time out to be with us this morning for our Miracle Prayer Day. Just before we get started into our program, I just need to do a little basic housekeeping. I need to go to a phone number because the name is not coming up in the queue. I'm going to call the first six numbers of your phone number and see who we're speaking with. We have maybe a couple of those. Let's begin with 760-402. Good morning, and who do we have with us?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Pearson.
Oh, Dr. Pearson. Okay, good. Your name didn't come up in our queue. Thank you so much, Dr. Pearson. Okay. All right. Okay, let's we can now go ahead and get started. While I've got you on here, Dr. Pearson, would you mind going ahead and giving us our opening prayer, please? Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. Let us pray. God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's God, the miracle-working, wonder-working God. Thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Thine is all the glory, and we are your children. We have come for a makeover this morning, Lord God. And we ask that you will please allow your spirit to lead, allow your spirit to guide our thoughts, our words, and our actions as we come on this, your holy, blessed, and sanctified Sabbath morning. We just want to praise you, and we just want to thank you, and we just want to give you glory. Thank you for your manservant, Dr. Jesse Walker. Thank you for what he does to promote your cause and to bring hope to this hopeless state and world that we are in. Bless your people this morning, Lord, because you have blessed this day. You have sanctified it. You have set it apart, and you have planted our feet on this, your holy Sabbath day. So we invite your presence once more to be with us. And that you will take all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor to your holy name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Pearson, for that wonderful opening prayer. Okay, it's time to go ahead and welcome everybody and give you our purpose for the day. Welcome. I know it's early for a number of you all, and certainly we're glad that you woke up to meet the Lord early this morning, and we're glad that he woke all of us up this morning to start us on our way on a brand new day, on a lovely Sabbath day, a day that God has set aside from all the other days. Our purpose today is for miracles. If you are looking for a miracle in your life. If you're looking for a miracle, whatever it is, I'm here to share with you that God is still in the miracle-working business. If you're looking for a miracle, he's still in the miracle-working business. So whatever it is, when we get to our prayer sessions, if you have a special prayer that you want one of our prayer warriors to pray for, of course, give them your name, the prayer request, even if it's a silent, unspoken request, God knows what's on your heart, and he knows what your heart's desire is. And above all things, he wants us to prosper and be in good health. And I encourage you to look at that scripture and look at the true meaning of it as you study to show thyself approved. All right, so our purpose, if you're looking for a miracle, God is still in the miracle working business. And in fact, you may want to get on the phone, somebody who may be feeling discouraged this week, had a rough day. Send them a text message. Give them a call. Let them know, listen, you know, let's look for some inspiration today, because our title today is My God is Awesome. My God is awesome. And however you define awesome, I define it as just indescribable, you know, indescribable, awesome, awesome. That means he can do all things but fail. He can't fail. So if you're looking for that miracle today, please, by all means, God is here to give you that. So that's our purpose, and we certainly welcome each and every one of you all who are joining us. All right, we're going to get ready now, bring in Professor Charlotte Henry. We're going to be bringing her in just a moment to give us our scripture reading and the interpretation. And just before Professor Henry comes on, I want to just say this morning that, you know, as you take a deep breath, as the morning itself begins to wake up, I want you to just think about how good it is that God has wakened you up this morning, that he's waking you up this morning, and then to show you that he still loves all of us. He's waking us all up, and he loves all of us. All right, good morning, Professor Henry. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Charlotte Henry, or Sister Henry is fine. Thank you so much. Okay. Amen, amen. Just wanted to have a word of prayer before we start. Let us bow our heads. Father God in heaven, we just thank you because you're God all by yourself. You don't need us to do anything or to say anything or be any way because you can do it all. But, Lord, you just use just people like us, Lord, simple people. Simple people with a wonderful message of truth to know you more. God, as I go into your word this morning, I ask that you will give me understanding so that I may be able to deliver through your Holy Spirit what you have in store for all of us, so that all of us may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Our text comes from First Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, and then John 5, verses 20 and 29. I'll say that again. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. I hope you have your Bibles because it's important that we follow along to see if what I'm saying is correct. And then John 5, verses 20 and 29. I'll get started now. I'm reading. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And then John 5, 28 and 29. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, Jesus said, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Amen. I wanted to just talk a little bit in the time I'm given about the state of the dead. And the reason why is because October is a month in which people put on these costumes. You have Halloween and they, and you go into a Party City, that store, you'll see a whole row of dead stuff, skeletons and goats and all kinds of, and the all-seeing eye and all that stuff. All that stuff is satanic. And it celebrates something that Jesus said is not even, doesn't even exist. The dead doesn't know anything, the Bible says. And the Bible says to comfort one another with what, these words. What words? The words that when you die, you're dead. And you're waiting the resurrection. You don't go to heaven. You don't go to hell. As a matter of fact, if you read Revelation, hell is not even there yet. Because when Jesus comes and he comes, the Bible says God is going to rain down fire upon the earth. So hell is not even going on right now. Everybody is resting who have died or resting in the grave. And it makes a lot of sense, because why would you have people who, Hitler, for example, who died and they just go to heaven? It doesn't make any logical sense either. Just when you die, you just automatically go up there. And man cannot put you in heaven or hell. So we cannot make that decision. But the Bible says, and it's clear, that death is asleep. And verse 14 points that out, that you're sleeping in Jesus. So our loved ones, my mom, my dad, is sleeping in Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I wouldn't want to know that my mom is in heaven looking down on me as I'm going through so many trials and so forth. So God is so awesome and so he has so much wisdom that he said, no, I'm going to let death just let them rest. And if you know the truth will set you free, and you don't have to be afraid and so forth. And then people say, well, I've seen my mom. Yes, you've seen the devil dressed up as a demon, because there are many, many demons. Remember now, he took one-third of the angels with him. So all those angels who fell with them, those fallen angels, have disguised now themselves in demons. They do demonic activity. Yes, they can appear as one of our loved ones. Jesus said that they're resting in the grave until they hear his voice, and that's important. They're going to hear his voice, those who are in the grave, and the trump shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet God in the air with them, and so will we ever live, all of us live together. So that makes me understand that Jesus can come during my lifetime. Jesus can come during someone else's lifetime. All of us are not going to be dead and then Jesus comes. That doesn't make any sense. Why would he come? So Jesus is coming soon. And the Bible says, watch out, because when these things happen, wars and rumors of wars and earthquake and all these disasters and son against dad, father, and mothers against daughters, and all this stuff starts to happen, and we see it on an increase. Crime is going out the door. It's just getting ridiculous now, having a president, an ex-president who can do so much stuff and still run for presidency again. You understand that nobody wants truth anymore. A lot of people want lies. So because of this, right, and I'll be closing now, because of this, we realize that we have to know the truth, and I'm losing my thought, but God, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. We have to realize that God is so awesome, that he loves us so much. He wants us to know the truth, that our loved ones are resting until he comes, and the whole world is not going to die, and then Jesus comes. Jesus can come at any time, because we see the wars and rumors of wars going on. And he said, when you see these things, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. And I'll just leave with this. Oh, how what a beautiful miracle it is that Jesus will raise up the dead. And in Thessalonians right here, it says that those who are alive, let's say Jesus comes next year and we're still alive, but my mom and everybody else who are dead, says those who are alive are not going to get caught up and go up before those who are dead and resting. No, the dead will rise, and those who are remain will go up, and all of us will go up in the cloud and go up to heaven together. and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And the Bible says, comfort one another with these words. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Henry, thank you for that beautiful, those beautiful scripture readings, as well as the interpretation from there. Just one quick question. Will Elder Henry be speaking from your phone when he does the prayer warrior session?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that. All right, once again, thank you. We're going to get ready to prepare for our food for thought, today's food for thought, which is a new part of our programming. And we will bring in Sister Sparkles to give us a word, our food for thought for today. Good morning, Sister Sparkles.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to present food for thought as part of this routine program. Thank you so much. Good morning to everyone and to our listening audience. Let us praise the Lord on this beautiful, beautiful Sabbath day. Let us delight ourselves in the Lord. Today's food for thought is titled Expectancy. I want everybody to say that, and I want it to be with enthusiasm. Expectancy. Are you living or are you existing? Think about that. Are you living or are you existing? This question was asked of me many years ago. I had to give pause and truly reflect on my life. What was I doing? What was I saying? What was I demonstrating before others? I had to look to see if I was living life based on the world's terms, people's terms, or if I was living life based on the Word of God. Romans 15:13 in the New Living Translation Version says, so I pray that God, who gives you hope, will keep you happy and full of peace as you believe in Him. May you overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And being able to live a life of expectancy, we must have a spirit of hope. I encourage all of us to apply the words from the Clark Sisters song, Expect a Miracle. I know y'all have heard that song. If you haven't, go on YouTube and pull it up. But I want us to look at these words from this song. Let us first look for a miracle. Seek, anticipate something unexpected or surprisingly to happen in your life. Second, expect the impossible. Consider, look forward to the coming of something you are praying for or desiring. Thirdly, feel the intangible. Touch it, perceive it in the spiritual realm of a thing or situation being manifested. And finally, see the invisible. Take note. Set your eyes on what is not seen, but instead what is forthcoming. Remember, life is beautiful. Don't waste this precious gift of life by just existing. But let's live life with hope, faith, and expecting God to perform signs and wonders in our lives. Be encouraged and excited to see all of God's miracles, great and small, to be displayed daily in our lives this week. Until we meet again, God bless, Sister Sparkles.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sparkles, for that wonderful thought on expectancy. Look for a miracle and expect it. Thank you very much for that. What a very powerful way of placing it and presenting it to our hearts. This morning we're going to get ready for a brief testimony we're going to bring in Sister Henry once again for a brief testimony, and that will be followed by her husband, Elder Alan Henry, who will give us an early morning prayer. He's going to serve as our early morning prayer warrior this morning. And at that time, if you have a special request after Sister Henry gives her testimony, if you have a special prayer request, I'm going to ask that you, many of you all have already who are participating on the program have already pressed 1 on your dial. Others, you can press 1, and you'll go into the queue if you have a special prayer request at that time. Let's go ahead and bring in once again for her testimony this morning, Sister Henry. Thank you.
Okay. It so happened the testimony is in conjunction with the scripture reading. Saturday evening, we went to my friend's funeral, her wake. And long story short, it was at a Seventh-day Adventist church, but the family were not Adventists or anything like that. And one of the family members got up and said that my friend she believes, so she's in heaven and so forth. And my friend's brother, who is Seventh-day Adventist, he had gotten up and he had said, you know, we hope that she'll make it to heaven, something like that. And then it became like the theme. When people got up, they were definitely talking about, because my friend was such a good person, she's in heaven kind of thing, and that we don't have to hope. But it is. So my husband, me, and my daughter was like, Mom, are we going to go up and, you know, say anything? And I said, okay, yeah, we could do something. So we got it together, and my husband was preparing this same thing for 1 Thessalonians. And while he was preparing, he said, I'm gonna talk to them about this. When I go up, I'll say something about her, but I'll also say the text that she liked and so forth. And I said, I was going to say to my husband, no, I don't think you should, because I don't want to start anything, you know, this back and forth. And the Holy Spirit said, don't say anything to my husband. Just leave him alone. Let him do what he wants to do. So we got up there, and I said how, you know, one of my memories, my daughter said her memory, and then my husband said his memory, and then he said this from Thessalonians. You know, basically, she sleeps in Jesus until Jesus comes. She's not in heaven right now. And so after that happened, you know, the church said amen and so forth, and then we all sat down. And then the elder of our church came up. He's the first elder of our church. He came up to say his memory, because he remembers her, and he used to do Bible studies with her and so forth. And then he said, out the top, from memory, he said Thessalonians, the same Thessalonians. Now, this is like 3 or 4 people down after we did ours, 3 or 4 people later, he came up, and he said it just from memory. He's an older gentleman, but he said it from memory. And I was like, wow, what confirmation. Because the Bible says where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, God will be in the midst. And that was a confirmation. And I was like, okay, so the seed is planted. And then afterwards, my daughter, after the service was over and everything, my daughter was able to go to the minister who had preached a eulogy, who was not a dentist or wasn't convicted of this, the message of the state of the dead. And she was able to go and talk to the minister. And the minister said pretty much, you know, yeah, she understands that. And she knew already about what my daughter was explaining and so forth. But at that time, she said, basically at the time of death, people need to be comforted. So basically, I guess you say what needs to be said so people can be comforted. And I just wanted to, I guess my testimony is number one, that my daughter was able to to share with her the truth, but also my testimony is how God works. God, when you're trying to do what's right and to tell people the truth so that we stop believing lies, then God sets it up so that you can do that. And before I leave, I just wanted to say one of the miracles is a change of heart. If you're going down the path and you see the word of God and it's plain, but you just don't want to change, God is the one who changes the heart. And all we need to do is just ask God to change our hearts so that our hearts will be in line with his word. And God needs us to quicken. He needs to quicken our spirit, because some of us, we're just so dead. Like, it's like God wants to use us and give us opportunity to share his truth. So my testimony is how the Spirit of God works and moves and makes situation come, and God will be glorified. His truth will be told or given, and he uses us to do so. Amen.
Amen, amen. Seth Henry, that was a very powerful presentation, the state of the dead. I certainly have had that discussion with a number of people, myself, and I'm not surprised that that minister who knew that was, you know, not, that was familiar with the state of the dead, but instead of giving them what the scripture says about the state of the dead, that minister chose to bring comforting words to tell the people what they want to hear. And, you know, I'm probably stepping on some toes right now, but I, as they say, don't take my word for it. Go study to show yourself approved for what Seth Henry is presenting, because if you just think about it, if we just bring some common sense into it, if somebody died and they went to heaven, our loved ones went to heaven immediately, then would there be room for sadness? It would seem like there's joy that they're in a better place. But the Bible tells us that they are asleep until the resurrection period. And, you know, when you're asleep, it's just like we go to sleep every night. And science and psychology says that we have dreams. But the dead, when they're asleep, they have no knowledge of anything. And I believe this here, that they are, they're not in Hades, they're not resting. I mean, they're resting, but they don't even know that they're resting. It's like a complete blank, like complete darkness. There's no memory, there's no thoughts, there's nothing. They're when the trumpet sounds, and I truly believe everything that she just said, when the trumpet sounds, then when they hear the voice, they will arise, just like with Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus got up. He got up. He got up. And it will be the same in the resurrection. So, I mean, certainly when we lose a loved one, you know, it's painful. It's hurt because we're missing them. But our hope is that, you know, if they died in Christ, we will see them again. I look forward to the reunion with my mom and several loved ones that, you know, recently buried my older brother, and I certainly look forward to that, you know, that great reunion. But I do know that they're not in heaven. And just like that minister was bringing words of comfort to tell the people what they wanted to hear, you know, I just pray, my prayer this morning is just that there are a number of ministers who are sort of, and I'm not trying to judge or criticize anybody, but they're steering them in a direction that they know is not the direction that God would have them to do. And forgive me, you all, and Sister Henry, just open up something that impressed upon my heart to let them know, even when it comes to the Sabbath, there are so many counterfeits out here, so many counterfeits, that people are even saying it doesn't matter what day you worship God. You know, as if when God himself put the word remember only at the fourth commandment, that's the only one that he put the words remember, because he knew what would happen. And there are so many people that are coming along and telling you, well, you know, you can worship God. You can choose any day. You can choose any day. When God has set aside a specific day, everything, if you go and research for yourself, everything that God has tried to present, man has come along to give you a counterfeit. That's working of the devil. And listen, I didn't mean to get into this here, but please, folks, study for yourself. Don't just let someone tell you what they think you want to hear. Just because, you know, it's comforting. Know it for yourself. My grandmother, for example, raised her kids, you know, and I'm not trying to offend anyone. If you're a Sunday worshiper, that is not why I'm here. And I certainly know that sister, I believe that Sister Henry's intent was not to try to offend anyone in what she's saying. But my grandmother was a staunch, I mean, executive level Sunday keeper. Sunday keeper. And, you know, she was shocked when my mother became a Sabbath keeper. She was totally shocked. And my grandmother had so much power and influence on so many people in her position. And when my mother just kind of defied things, you know, and went and became a Sabbath keeper because she found out the truth for herself. And my mother's prayer before her mother, which was my grandmother, before she passed away, that my grandmother would accept the truth as the Sabbath. And you know what? My grandmother told my mother, she says, yes, I know that that Saturday is the Sabbath. I know that. But it's so convenient for us. We've been doing this for so long that, you know, God will understand. You know, God. And my mother had that talk with her. And before my grandmother passed away, years before she passed away, before she even got sick, my grandmother came to the realization to accept the Sabbath, Saturday as the Sabbath, herself. And that made my mother so, so happy. And it made all of us. Because my mother didn't try to preach it to her and try to force it upon her. She just asked her to please study, to study. And that's what I'm encouraging all of us to do when it comes to anything pertaining to the Word of God. Study to show ourselves approved. Well, I know we're running out of time, and I'm always, you know, someone says something to trigger something that the Holy Spirit just enlightens my heart to share with us all. And thank you once again, Sister Henry. We're going to go now to Elder Alan Henry, and he's going to bring us our first prayer warrior. If you have a special prayer request this morning, please give him your name so he can write it down, your prayer request, and if, even if it's unspoken. And he's going to, we will have three or four prayer warriors this morning. So if you don't get yours in now, you can certainly get it in later. Elder Henry, good morning and welcome to today's programming.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Special prayer request this morning for Pastor Rowe, who we've been trying to get in touch with him for the past 2 days. We understand he's in the hospital, and I've been trying to get an update all evening yesterday, and we haven't had one yet. So special prayer that God will, God's mercy and grace will be extended to him.
Because Pastor Rowe? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Pastor Rowe, okay.
Okay,
Is anybody else who would like to for the prayer request?
Good morning, Brother Henry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I want to pray a special prayer that the Holy Spirit will soften the hearts of my loved ones who are not in Christ.
Okay.
That they will understand just how good God is and how he wants to save them.
Okay. And what's your name? What is
this? This is Rosette, Poet Rosette. This is Rosette.
Sister Rosette. Okay. Okay. All right. Is there anybody else who would like to put forth your prayer request?
Yes. My name is Lorenzo. And I would like for you to pray for my kids and my grandchildren.
Lorenzo?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So pray for your children, yeah?
Yes, and my grandchildren.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I'll take one more. Is there one more prayer request?
Hi, good morning. It's Sister Sheila.
Sister Sheila, okay.
My son Grant is having surgery on the 26th, and he's having his ACL repaired. So, prayer for him.
So your son Grant?
Yes, sir.
Okay, going for surgery. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Okay, but before I go into prayer, I just want to give you a scripture of comfort here. and it's taken from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. It says, be careful for nothing. In some scriptures it says, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So as we pray, brothers and sisters, let's remember that God hears every prayer and he will attend to your requests according to his will. And you will have peace that will pass all understanding. Let us pray. Dear kind of Heavenly Father, we thank you, first of all, for sparing our lives to see this Sabbath morning, for waking us up in our right minds, for watching over us and protecting us as we slept through the night last night. Lord, we've all come to you at this time, recognizing that we're all sinners in need of your grace. And we pray, Lord, that you please cleanse us from all unrighteousness and help us, Lord, to recognize that you love us so much that you gave your Son to die for us so that we can be saved from eternal damnation. So we thank you, God, for the love that you have for us. We, your creation, this time, Lord, we've come together to worship you as our Creator. And Lord, we come at this time also to bring forth our prayer requests. And Lord, you have heard, Lord, some of our prayer requests this morning. Lord, there's a request lifted up for Pastor Rowe, Lord, asking that you would give him healing, a healing blessing today, I pray, dear God. And Lord, you have a prayer from Sister Rosette, Lord, for her family, Lord, that you would help them to soften their hearts and open their hearts up to you, Lord, so that they can recognize you as the only true God and the God who is able to give them more abundance of life, and also that you are a God who is preparing a place for them and each and every one of us in heaven. So I pray, Lord, that you would please, Lord, come close to Sister Rosette's family. I also pray for Lorenzo, Lord, who's praying for his children and for the grandchildren, dear God, that you would come into their heart and help them to discover the beauty of life through Jesus Christ, dear God. We also pray for Sister Sheila, Lord, who's praying for her son Grant, who is going into the hospital for surgery. And Lord, I pray that you would help him at this time, that you will reveal to him your love, and reveal to him, Lord, that you are the healer and you are the restorer of life, and that you will guide the hands of the surgeons, Lord, as they perform this operation, and that you, Lord, are a God who restores, and that you will bring healing, Lord, to his body. Lord, I pray for those, Lord, who on the prayer line who have a silent prayer request, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, I pray, whether it's financial, whether it's healing, whether it's dealing with relational problems, or even those, Lord, who are struggling over sins that is continually plaguing their lives, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would bring victory to each and every one of us, Lord, because we are all struggling with some sin in our lives, dear God. And help us to recognize, Lord, that you died on the cross so that we will have victory over sin. Lord, I pray that you would also help us all to recognize, Lord, that we are living in the last days, that all the natural disasters that we have seen on the television, Lord, so many floods, Lord, and tornadoes and earthquakes have been happening in diverse parts of this world, Lord. You told your disciples before you left that these things will happen as a sign of the soon and nearness of your second coming. Help us, Lord. Lord, we see we're here online, Lord. We are believers in Jesus Christ, and we believe your word, and we believe that you are coming for the second time very soon. That as we see these signs happening, Lord, that we indeed, Lord, will recognize that we have a work to do, that we, Lord, need to tell the world and to warn the world of your second coming, because all these things are happening because you are coming soon. Help us, Lord, to prepare ourselves and to prepare others to meet you, so that when you do come, dear God, Lord, we can say, lo, this is our God, we've been waiting for you, and that we would not be running to the rocks to tell the rocks to hide our faces from you. But, Lord, that we would be welcomed by you through those heavenly gates, and that we'd say, thank you, dear God. And he would say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So help us, Lord, and save us, I pray, eternally. In Jesus' name, amen.
Elder Henry, thank you so very much for such a powerful prayer this morning. Thank you very much. Now we'll go on with our program. We've had early morning testimony with Sister Henry. We've had our first prayer warrior with Elder Henry. And we've had our expectancy food for thought with Sister Sparkles. So we'll now, I just want to give a brief thought on God is still in the that God still performs miracles. God still performs miracles. And if you're not aware of that, this morning is a miracle. Imagine that, you know, when we go to sleep at night, our bodies sort of dictate things. If we eat something and it's not in alignment with what our body should have, the body will give you a signal, some type of signal that this was not what you were supposed to have in your body. And I can recall from my early childhood that I didn't grow up eating pork at all, never really had pork in my system. And I remember as a little boy, 9 years of age, being in the hospital, and they gave me a hot dog, and I just bit it, just to, you know, tried to eat just a piece of it, and I wasn't sure. I had asked him, even at nine, my mother wasn't there, but I just asked him, is it beef? And the nurse, or whoever it was, the person that prepares the food, said that, yes, I believe it is beef. And at 9 years old, you just trust people when they say things, or at least I did at that time. And I bit a piece of it, and all of a sudden, when that piece of meat got into my system, just that one piece, a small piece, my system reacted to it, and it was like something was wrong, and I began to regurgitate. And so even at that age, I knew, okay, it must be this hot dog, it must be pork. And it wasn't a psychological or placebo effect, it was real. And so when they came back in to see what was wrong with me, that person, dietitian, whoever it was, they asked, what's this pork? And then they went to check and came back and said, yes, it is pork. And so it goes to show the same thing is our bodies are created and designed in such a miraculous way that our body sends us signals when something is wrong. God, it shows his awesomeness. It really does. It shows that he's still in the miracle-working business because he brought a miracle in. If I had continued to eat that hot dog, who knows what would have happened. And I remember just quickly here another miracle that my grandson, my youngest daughter's son, he was only maybe 11 months old, and I saw him and met with him in West Palm Beach. They had just come in from Alaska, and I gave him some soda that I was drinking, but before I even drank out of it, I gave him some. And he began to spit it out. And I asked the daughter, well, what is wrong with him? She said, oh, Dad, he doesn't know that. You know, he's never had you know, sodas. And so, you know, his taste buds, he just spits it out because of the taste. And it was like, and to this day, I'm not sure, and he's 16, I believe, 16 or 17, and I'm not sure if he's even had soda in his body. So our bodies are the temple of God, you all. It's the temple of God. I mean, it's created in such a miraculous way that if your body is sending you signals that if you're getting headaches, if something's going on, your body is the temple of God that's giving us signals. You talk about a miracle. There is nothing greater. Everything is designed from how we are and how the animal kingdom is created out there. Even our planes that fly are created from looking at birds. Our computers, they're designed by the binary DNA of our brain. You know, so if we look at everything, God is still in the miracle-working business. And it is so powerful how he's created us. It's just amazing. If he can send Adam into a deep sleep, help me, Holy Ghost, and then Adam wake up to this being that is just phenomenal, that could get him to disobey the instructions of God. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm not trying to get in trouble with you, God, at all. But when he saw this creation, you know, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, have mercy. The rest, you all know the story. Listen, but if nothing else, take from this that God is still in the miracle-working business, and he will work a miracle for you. And sometimes all we have to do, as Pastor Rolla has often said on the show, we have to ask, believe, and claim God's promises. All right, having said that, now we're going to move on with our program and bring some music in this morning. We want to thank the Henrys for their participation this morning. I know that they had to exit early this morning, and I believe they've covered everything. If not, you all can send me a text, and I will certainly look at that. We're going to have early morning music this morning by Elder Jude, who will bring us a special selection this morning. Elder Jude, welcome to this morning's program, and that will be followed by Dr. Patricia Pearson bringing us another, serving as another prayer warrior. Elder Jude, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Yes.
Yes, we're just looking for your special music. Mm-hmm. Elder Jude, are you able to hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can now.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay. Good, good. What does the cross of Jesus mean? It's more than songs we sing. Much more than that, and them on your chain. But it means I'm free from the chains of slavery. And the blood it shed won't let my sins remain. Upon the cross my Savior died. The Lamb was crucified. Showed us love that this world had never known. Oh, what love divine, so divine, true love you'll never find. So that we might live, love came and died alone. Hallelujah. Well, the cross will always represent the love God had for me. When the Lord of glory heaven sent, gave all on Calvary, he did it just for me, just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. Oh, oh, just for me. Just for me. Oh, Jesus came and did it just for me. Everybody say, just for me. Just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. Oh, yes, he did just for me. Just for me. Oh, Jesus came and did it just for me. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Jesus came to earth, died for us, and saved us from our sins. Just for me. Just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. Just for me. Just for me. Oh, Jesus came and did it just for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Elder Jude, thank you so very much for that wonderful message and music. Jesus came to do it just for me. That's a miracle in and of itself. Thank you so very much for blessing our hearts. We're going to shortly be blessed with another prayer warrior. We're going to be bringing in Dr. Pearson, who will be giving us coming in as another prayer warrior momentarily.
Praise God.
And that will, and later our final prayer warrior will be, later we'll come in with Sister Andrea Sanderson. There's a number of people that I've never personally had the opportunity to meet in person since they've been participating on these programs. But just maybe a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, I was in Florida, and I'll be back in Florida next week. We did the show from Florida about 2 weeks ago, and I had an opportunity at a church service to meet Sister Andrea Sanderson, and it was such a blessing to finally meet some of the people, as I've had the opportunity to meet some others, like Brother Lorenzo. Met him in North Carolina, and him and Sister Cassandra Wright came out of their way to meet me, and it's such a blessing to meet people who come on the air. So it was such a blessing to meet Sister Sanderson and just put a face with a voice, and it was just a blessing. So God is good all the time, and as they say all the time, God is good. So let's prepare now for Dr. Patricia Pearson's as a prayer warrior. And
praise God.
So, Dr. Pearson.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Dr. Walker. We give God glory. He is still in the miracle working business. Hallelujah. I am a miracle. I have a miracle. I have received a miracle. And the greatest miracle was that Jesus came and gave his life just for me, just for you, just for someone out there in radio land who is struggling with something, that Jesus loved you and I so much that he performed that miracle of love to give his life on Calvary. I am so grateful to the Holy Spirit as I listen to his leading this morning. I just want to give him praise and thank God that he's a miracle-working God. Do we have any requests? I'll be brief this morning. Do we have any prayer requests this morning?
Good morning. This is Sister Sparkles. And I have a few prayer requests. First, I would like to lift up prayer for Pastor Roll and for all that are listening that need healing.
Amen.
In whatever areas that we need healing, in whatever areas. Secondly, I would like to lift up prayer for Dr. Walker, the monumental task that is set before him and all that he does. I ask prayer for him. And I also ask prayer for all the listening audience. Everyone has something that they need God to do in their lives and to help them.
Amen.
That is my prayer request.
Thank you, Sister Sparkles. We will take those three requests in the interest of time this morning. Father God, what a miracle working God you are. The greatest miracle of miracles is that you created man in your own image, in your own likeness, and blew your precious breath into our nostrils. Hallelujah. What intimacy, what divine love. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for giving your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, for us, just for me, just for Pastor Rose, just for your son, Dr. Jesse Walker, just for everyone in Radio Land and everyone who has participated in this ministry of reconciliation this morning. Thank you. You are a forgiving God, amazing God. So now would you forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness? And you'll deliver someone out there in Radio Land this morning who is crying out for you. Thank you for your manservant, Dr. Jesse Walker. We lift him up to you, Lord God, this morning. We ask that you will continue to work your will and your way in his life, Lord. And as he seeks to promote you and to elevate you, Lord, you will promote his ministry, this amazing ministry, Lord, of reconciliation that brings hope to so many people. And that his voice, as it resounds in Radio Land, someone will yield to you and someone will receive the truth and be blessed by the miracle of salvation. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for Sister Charlotte's testimony and what you have given her to present this morning. As these two truths are being stifled by the enemy, the truth in your word, Lord God, that we do not die and go to heaven immediately. The truth that also Dr. Walker, your servant, has brought out, that we can worship God anyhow and on any day. As we worship you every day, Lord, you claim the Sabbath as a sanctified day that you have set apart, find and you have hallowed it, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Help us to be obedient. I pray, Father, for Sister Parkle's prayer request this morning as she lifts up Pastor Rolls this morning. Lord, he's hailing and he needs you this morning more than ever. And we thank you, Father, that you are still in the healing business, the miracle-working business. And we're asking that you will heal your son this morning your way, miracle-working God. And Lord, we know that if he was not in the hospital, he would be here worshiping with your children on your specified holy Sabbath. The Lord, I pray that the Lord who says, I am Lord of the Sabbath, will visit your son, Thoreau, in a mighty way. And you will, Lord, draw him closer to you today and grant him the comfort that he needs. Oh, Lord, we are praying for your children in Radio Land this morning. Someone needs a miracle from you, Lord. Someone needs deliverance from the chains and the bondage that binds them, Lord. Someone needs, dear Father, help and that miracle to lift up their eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Someone needs to be reminded of their mother's prayer for them this morning, Lord. And our children, Father, needs to be reminded that you love them, Father, and that they belong to you. So we are asking for you this morning to claim the territory of their heart and work the miracle to save our posterity this morning. Lord, take us back to the whole past. And as the world is preparing to celebrate the day of the dead, Lord, turn some hearts toward the miracle of the saving grace in Jesus Christ. That Jesus is worthy of worship. Our Father God is worthy of worship only. And we are privileged to have the opportunity to praise and worship your holy name. Forgive us, Lord, for the many idols that the enemy has placed in the heart of your people. And God, many times we fall prey to the enemy's traps and snares, but we don't want to do it no more. So miracle working God today, work a miracle to save us from ourselves and save us from the enemy's traps and snares. Do, Lord. And let someone rejoice in you. Let someone call into the show and say, God has worked a miracle. God has delivered me. And do, Lord, save us, we pray today, because you can, because you care, because you love us so much that you were willing, Lord, to relieve yourself of one-third of the population of the Godhead to save us. Oh, what a love. What a miracle. The miracle of love. The greatest miracle, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. So humble us, Lord, we pray this morning, and be exalted in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Pearson, for such a wonderful prayer. You know, it's a blessing to have God's people come on and participate such early morning. As Dr. Pearson said, and it impressed upon my heart also, that there's someone that just itching to tell us how God has blessed you, performed a miracle. And you want to just be brief, but you want to get this out. And it's like the devil don't want you to speak it, but God is encouraging you to encourage someone else. If you're that person, if you just want to, you know, you're itching to just give a testimony of his blessing, his miracle, something that recently took place with you, we want to hear. We're going to give you that opportunity now to give a brief testimony to that. Press 1 on your dial if you would just like to do that to give a brief testimony. I know that we have Sister Port Rosette who we're going to be bringing a testimony in later on. But if there's someone else that you just can't hold it in and God has performed something for you, press 1. He's done something for you that man could not do. He made a way for you out of no way. And you just, you know, you might be a shy person over there, and you just feel that, you know what, I can't do this here because I don't want people to hear me. Is there such a person that you want to tell the goodness of God? Talk to me, somebody.
Yes. My name is Eva. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Miss Eva. Go ahead, Miss Eva.
Good morning. I was invited this morning by the Henrys, and I'm very happy that they did. But I just want to encourage people because I was really, really deep in sin. You know, how you go to church every day, but you know that there's just, you know that you're doing wrong. And I pray for the Lord to help me to be strong enough to get myself out of the situation because all I have to do is speak the words and say it. But I just could not find the strength to do it. But God, you know, he will make a way out of escape for all of us. When he knows the depths of your heart and what you want to do, he will do it. So just recently, God got me out of this mess. You know, he actually did it for me. He brought someone into my life to really point out sin, just like how the prophet did David, told him this story, you know, and said, this person is you. And so I just thank God for whatever anyone is going through, and you pray and pray and ask God to help you, he will find a way of escape. He does not want to see any of us die and after we're raised go to hell, because I really enjoyed the thing about the fear of the dead this morning as well. But God doesn't want any of us to perish. All we have to do is ask him until he delivers us, and he will do it. You know, so I just encourage anyone who's out there struggling, just hold on to God's unchanging hand and his word, and he will see you through. Thank you.
Amen. Sister Eva, thank you. Thank you. And we thank the Holy Spirit for revealing to you, and we thank the Henrys, Eldon, Sister Henry. They're just such a miraculous team. They do things together even when they come on the show. I mean, it's just, they just bless our hearts. And we certainly, it came into my spirit this morning that there are a number of people who have desired Bible study. And, I want to be able to make time. But it seems like there's just not enough time in the day. So if someone's out there who wouldn't mind helping, that I can even refer some of these people to, I would certainly appreciate that, even with some of the Amazing Facts literature that I can that you all can share with them, and they can do some online stuff, to help people to start, finding, the message and study for themselves. And there's a literature, Amazing Facts. And if the Henrys are still on, Elder Henry or Sister Henry, if you're still on, if you could just briefly speak to that. I know we're running out of time, but just speak to that. I would greatly appreciate that, about the Amazing Facts, and then I can maybe direct you all, the people, to you all. And I just got a text from Sister Henry. Sister Henry, you want to speak to that just briefly?
Yeah. So the Amazing Facts is amazingfacts.org. It is online, and there are a series of lessons and also sermons and different things are on there, and also resources, like you can buy different books and things like that. Even now we're doing the Amazing, Chelsea is doing Amazing Facts with college students right now, and it's working out well because you can put it on the TV as a screen, and you can also, have it as a paperback too, so it does well. And it really goes through all of the topics that you may have had a question about. And it really goes into detail, and it gives references, and not only references from the Bible, it also gives historical references. You know, it shows you how, how history and the Bible are just side to side, and how science and the Bible is the same, is side to side. So just if anyone is interested in that, you can let Brother Walker, Dr. Walker know, and then you can let me know, and then we could schedule, we can do it online, we do a Zoom, we can do however it is, we can come to your house. Well, I don't know where you live, but based on where you live, we can come to your house. But, yeah, just coming with an understanding, and as we go over it, it's nothing where, you know, it's the Holy Spirit convicting. We don't do it in a way that makes people feel like, oh, because I used to be Baptist, and just listening to and researching myself, I'm like, wow. And it was Sister Pritchard who helped me to get in, who helped me to see the truth. So if anybody's interested, mm-hmm. yes, Dr. Walker, they're available.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Sister Henry, thank you so very much for all the work that you and your husband both do. You all are true pioneers and amazing facts. And I'll tell you all something. When you hear me on any of my shows and I'm giving you some historical information, that's where a lot of the information comes from, because I'll look at that. It's called Amazing Facts. And I go and I look at this, and then I cross-reference it with some of my other material. Like I have one Bible that has four different versions in it in terms of interpretation. And I cross-reference it sometimes with that and other resources that I have. And it's like, it's just like what Sister Henry is saying. It shows you right there, side by side, these amazing facts. So there are times when we don't have to do all of the work. Someone else has already done it, and the Holy Spirit will lead us in spirit and in truth. And these amazing facts are amazing. And Sister Henry, thank you all so very much. And in fact, what we'll probably do, I know we've got staff that's taking notes on what I'm saying. We'll probably start sending some of these out for people who want them, and we'll find a way to get this information to you, and all you've got to do is add. Sister Eva, thank you for blessing us this morning, and thank to God be the glory for you for coming out with this here to just share that you recognize that we're all sinners, but God hates the sin, but he loves the sinners, and we're thanking him, and we're hoping that you'll come back and join with us with a testimony. I feel like we can end the program now because, you know, we're not, but I feel that we can because I'm so in such celebration mode right now that Sister Eva came on. And I've never met Sister Eva to my knowledge. And I understand she's affiliated with the Henrys, and they invited her here, as she said this morning. And I can almost imagine the joy that angels, you know, go through when one person turns their lives over to Christ, because just to hear her this morning almost brings tears to my eyes. It does, because, I mean, it's like, ooh, it's like it's such a blessing to hear someone to come on to share that with us. So we're just about out of time. You know, we could almost end the program now. Sister Eva, you have just blessed us this morning with your testimony. All right, we'll go now and bring in another testimony at this time, and we'll have, in fact, before we do that, yes, they're telling us we'll go ahead and do that. Sister Roseanne Campbell, we'll bring you in as a prayer warrior this morning. We're going to now bring in Sister Rosette Campbell Lynch, a.k.a. Port Rosette. Port Rosette, good morning. Welcome to today's programming.
Good morning. It's such a blessing to be here. Yes. I just want to share this briefly. I know that I was at a seminar a few weeks ago that was like for youth ministry training. And one of the things that came up and something that we were doing, it was saying, how many times, Lord, have you spoken to me and I was not listening? There are so many things you want to say to me, but sometimes I am distracted. And listening to you each day is a priceless gift. Help me to listen. And so at this moment, as you are saying what is on your heart to the Lord. It's so good to know that Jeremiah 33:3 assures us that God is listening and he's you know, answering and in tune to our prayers. You can go ahead with your prayer request.
Press 1 on your dial if you have a prayer request. Press 1 at this time.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Sister Tanisha just saying good morning, but also just needing a prayer request unspoken. Thank you so much.
Okay, so Sister Tanisha.
Good morning. This is Charlotte Henry. My prayer request is for my student, Brennan. He's in jail, and he needs a $3,000 bond that I can't afford right now. But I just ask that you pray that as he's in there for the third or fourth time, that he would just kind of listen to God now because he's going back and forth. And I also want to pray for his son and his ex-girlfriend, the mother of the son, that, you know, he won't have this generational curse either. It will be broken some kind of way, and that God will use us to help them. And then I want to pray for, there's some sick individual that we know of, sick and shut in. Just pray for healing. And then, of course, there's been something happening to me with my leg and so forth, and I'm asking for special prayer for that. And then pray for the students at UF. There are several students who will be coming, and I want to share the word of God with them today as they come for lunch. They come for lunch, but I want to let this be an experience for them so that they will go forth and you know, tell truth, give truth to others. Amen.
Amen. So, yes, I'll say a special prayer for Sister Charlotte Henry for your request.
This is Eva. Can you pray for a church member of mine? Her name is Belinda. And pray for her soul salvation.
Okay, Belinda's salvation?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, we'll do. Okay, we'll go into prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, it's so good to know, Lord, that you've said in your word in Jeremiah 33:3, call on me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Oh, Lord, I'm coming before you, Lord, calling on you, calling on your name. You know all about us. You've created us. And we know, Lord, that you made the universe, Lord. And so there's nobody greater. We come, Lord, realizing that you formed us. You know us, Lord, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. And so I'm praying a special prayer, Lord, you know, Sister Tanisha's unspoken request, Lord. So she's surrendering that to you, Lord. I pray that you will intervene and work out your will in her life, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, you know, and pray that you will answer that for her. Oh, I want to pray a special prayer for Brennan. And also my students in the detention center, the juvenile detention center, because I see some of that too, Lord, in terms of the recidivism or people coming through more than once and not learning the lesson the first time. And we as humans, Lord, tend to be hard-headed. But I'm praying, Lord, that you'll soften Brennan's heart. Help him, Lord, to realize just how much you love him and that you were able to save him from his sins, Lord, to save him from himself. Pray that you will continue to apply the merits of the blood of Jesus in his life and help him, Lord, to see his need of you so that not only his life, but like she said, the generation after him, Lord, too, will be blessed instead of cursed, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that you will be with his ex-girlfriend as well, help her to see her need of you, and help them to realize, Lord, that you want them, Lord, to follow after you in the good things of life, Lord. Pray that you will continue to be with Sister Henry's leg and you know all about it and what's going on with it. I pray for healing. I pray, Lord, that you will reveal to the doctors what it may be, and praying that she will be able to get the help that she needs for it. You know all about those who are sick and shut in that she's visiting. I pray, Lord, that you will visit them and that your Holy Spirit will comfort them and heal them according to your will, Lord. Praying, Lord, like for a special prayer for the college students at University of Florida, Lord, especially the ones that she's going to meet with, who will be, Lord, not only drawn closer to you, but be able to be evangelists and be able to share a word with so many, Lord, that they will come in contact with. I pray, Lord, that you will give them a special outpouring of your spirit and that you will help them, Lord, to, as they draw closer to you, Lord, that others will see Jesus in them, Lord, and be drawn to glorify you. Pray that you will give Sister Henry wisdom and everything that she needs, Lord, to help the college students in that area. And I want to just pray a special prayer, Lord, for Eva and for so grateful for her testimony this morning, and praying a special prayer for her friend Belinda and salvation, Lord. Because we know, Lord, that that's the most important thing, Lord, above everything, Lord. We want to be with you, Lord, when you come. We want to be, even now, Lord, as we are here on the earth, we want to be united with you in spirit and in truth. And so I pray, Lord, that you will convict Belinda of her need of you, and may your Holy Spirit, Lord, woo her, Lord, with cords of love, and help us, Lord, that we will just surrender all to you, Lord. Forgive us where we have fallen short, and help us, Lord, to continue to press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And we know, Lord, that when you come, Lord, you will be ready, Lord, to receive us and take us home to live with you forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Sister Campbell Lynch, for that.
You're welcome.
Prayer this morning. So God bless you and keep you, and we certainly do appreciate all that you do. And also, we are we want to just mention that Pastor Roll, I just tried to contact his hospital and didn't get an update, but they did try to transfer me to his room, and he just wasn't answering the phone at this time, and perhaps he's resting, and I'll give him a call, and throughout the week we'll give you an update, and you all can certainly call, and once I get information, I can certainly pass that on. And special thanks also to Dr. Pearson, who has also indicated through text message this morning that she's willing to help with those who are seeking Bible study and passing on information, further information about amazing facts and so forth. And so we certainly do appreciate all those who are coming forth to help those who are searching for themselves. Listen, God is still in that miracle working business this morning, and I know we're running out of time now, but I do want to, and perhaps our speaker of the hour, when she comes on, this is she's no surprise. I'll do an introduction to her momentarily. But as she's listening, she's one of our executive leaders with our programming. And I'm just going to ask her to speak just briefly, if she would, about what we're doing for upcoming Thanksgiving and Christmas. And those of you all that want to get on a routine position of, you know, sponsoring someone, we would certainly be grateful for that. But, you know, we're not out here, like, soliciting monies and stuff like that. That's something that I want to stay away from. But if you want to just help with needy families out there, we just decided this past week that that's what we're going to be doing more of in addition to the seven countries. So she's the person that's mainly responsible. She's one of the people that's mainly responsible for that. And if she chooses to speak briefly on that, we certainly would welcome that. If not, we'll do it at one of our other programs. But just to let you all know, we're trying to do something for Thanksgiving and Christmas, which is what we do every year, and we outdo the previous year as God blesses us. All right, this time we're going to have our final prayer warrior. We're going to be bringing in Sister Andrea Sanderson, who will be our final prayer warrior. So if you do have a special prayer request, this is the time that you want to get it in. Sister Sanderson, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker.
Good morning. Listen, this morning we're going to ask that you pray for the speaker of the hour, Sister Sheila. We're going to ask that you pray for her, that God will deliver his message for her and through her, for us and for her. So we're going to ask that. If you have a prayer request, you want to go ahead and press 1 on your dial at this time. Okay, Sister Sanderson.
Is there any other requests?
Yes, this is Eva again. Can you pray for my father? His name is Eddie Rivers. He is 87 years old, and he was just diagnosed with prostate cancer. So he has to go to the doctor and see what his protocol is going to be. So just pray for him that he can get through this chapter in his life. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other? Okay, let's...
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Lorenzo. I would like for you to pray for all the healthcare people, the first responders, and the doctors and the nurses.
First responders and doctors and nurses? Is that what you said? Hello?
The first responders.
Doctors and nurses.
Yeah.
Okay. New every morning is thy love. A merciful Father, we come into your presence this morning, thanking you for loving us and always providing for us. Thank you for everyone present this morning. Lord, I thank you for always listening and hearing our requests. Lord, please forgive our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. Lord, I present any unspoken requests. I also pray for the speaker of the hour that they will bring the message that is needed for us this morning. I also bring in Eva, who has asked a special prayer for her father, Eddie, diagnosed with prostate cancer. Also, the request for the first responders, dear Father. You know how much they bring to our lives. So I pray, dear Lord, that you will continue to bless them and that you will continue to give them the knowledge that they need to bring healing to us. Lord, I thank you for the healing and love that you already brought to them. Please continue to rain down your blessings upon us and continue to abide and dwell with us. Continue to show us what love means. And most of all, open our minds to be receptive of the blessings you pour down on us. Lord, please let every word that's spoken this morning come directly from you. In the precious and loving name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Sanderson, for that wonderful prayer this morning. May God bless you and your mission as you worship and praise him.
Amen.
At this time, we're... Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our, I believe we've covered everyone, and we're going to now have our introduction of the speaker of the hour. She's no surprise to many of us. She's Sister Sheila Gowan. She's a.k.a. Shield of Faith on our shows when she comes on. She serves in the position of executive leadership as part of our team. She brings so much to all of my programs that we have, that we're doing for the Lord. She's a faithful, faithful believer. Even when there are times when I'm not feeling my best and I'm moving to a moment of depression, it seems, that the enemy will have it, she's on a daily basis giving me a dosage of, you would think she's giving me some kind of pill to lift my spirits, but nevertheless, she just, her words of encouragement are so powerful that, you know, she says, hey, I got a message about a week ago, and says, almost 2 weeks ago, that my God is awesome. And so she's the one who gave us the theme that my God is awesome, and we listened to that song also by Charles Jenkins, My God is Awesome. And he is, and she's going to bring us a very powerful message this morning. And I thank God for her leadership abilities. I mean, she works as an insurance executive. She's a former director, executive director for the YMCA. She just has so many hats and titles. She's a former president of her own industry, a company that she runs. And God has blessed her in so many different ways. She's a mother of two. She's a widower. And listen, she's just, she's a prayer warrior in her own right. She's a powerful, powerful prayer warrior. And I am just so thankful to God that I've had an opportunity to speak with her, and nearly on a daily basis, she sends encouraging words, and she knows that I'm struggling with my studies of law, trying to pass this test in February, and please, you all put me on the prayer list that I want to not just pass the bar, but I want to break the bar with my score, that God will give me one of the highest scores so I can wave into other jurisdictions, that I may manifest his glory, not to make it about myself, but to manifest his glory. That's the prayer in February. So keep me on your prayer list, you all. That is not even about the money. It's about being able to have the knowledge and get the license to manifest God's glory according to his will. So I want you all to know that and one more thing, her sponsorship, she supports this program every month. And I am just so grateful to have her here. She brings laughter to the program because she will send me text messages throughout while we're on any of the shows that it just melts my heart and keeps me laughing and keeps my spirit up. This morning and after the song of meditation that will be brought to us by Sister Tanisha Osborne, the next voice that you should hear will be that of Sister Sheila Gowan, a.k.a. Shield of Faith. Sister Tanisha.
Yes. Hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Okay. The splendor of a king clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
edge to edge he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. He's the name above all names. He is worthy to be praised. And my heart will sing how great is our God. Because he's the name above all names, he is worthy to be praised. And my heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Amen.
Good morning. Thank you so much for that beautiful song. It was amazing. I love that song. God is great. And go with me in prayer, please. God, we love you. We know you're great and you're amazing. We just thank you so much, Lord. Most of all, you're awesome. I pray, Father, that you will bless my voice this morning, Lord, as it's a little hoarse. And you have the power to just speak through me. I just pray that every word that I say will be of you. Lord, just let those who are listening open their hearts and their minds to some little nugget that you have for them this morning, Father. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and thank you so much for your blessings, Father, and the way that you've loved me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning again, guys, and just so thankful to have this opportunity. I woke up this morning here in Tallahassee. It was 69 degrees. I'm like, fall is here. It's a little chilly, but it feels so good. I just want to speak this morning on how my God is awesome. Exodus 15:11 says, "Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders?" My God is awesome. Don't be telling me about some hamburger you had that was cooked just right and tell me it was awesome. I don't care what they put in it, how they cooked it, or even if you got two for the price of one, because that hamburger, it wasn't awesome, but my God is awesome. Don't tell me about some guy you saw on American Idol or some gal on America's Got Talent and use that word awesome. I don't care if he can hit a high C, a C above high C, or if her music can bring the whole audience to tears, because neither he nor she is awesome, but my God is awesome. I don't care if the IRS calls you and says they made a mistake and owe you $100,000. Well, now, I've got to admit, that would be pretty good, but you go find another word to use, because even that's not awesome, but my God is awesome. You see, we've messed up things a little in this world today, and one of those things is the fact that we have really abused several words and have caused them to lose a lot of meaning. Love is one of those words. We use that word love for everything from our God to our spouses to our recreation and even to our food. It really loses a lot of meaning. But worse than that is this recent trend in the last few years to use a very powerful word like awesome and apply it to the most ridiculous things. I've heard people, unintentionally I'm sure, fall into the habit of using that word in senseless ways like, "Hey man, would you pass me the salt? Oh thanks, you're awesome." Really? How heavy was that salt shaker? You passed your driving test. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I guess not too many people do that, do they? Do you see what I'm saying? That word has lost a lot of its meaning just because it became a catchphrase. But this morning, let me remind you a little bit about awesome. You want to know what my God did? One day, he up and decided he'd like to make some changes. So he just spoke some words and poof, there was light. Now that's awesome. He spoke some more words and poof, 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 there was moon and stars. Then there were plants and animals. Awesome. You know what else he did? He scooped up some dirt from the ground, played around with it a little bit, and then when he had it just the way he wanted it, he breathed into that dirt form he made, and Adam came to life. Have you ever seen anybody else do that? Man, that's awesome. Did you hear about the time that my God got tired of seeing how depraved man had become and decided to start all over with just one family of a husband and his wife, their three sons and their wives? So he made rainfall out of the sky for 40 days and 40 nights and made the earth burst open and pour water out from the inside until the whole planet was covered in water. Did you hear about how before that flood, all the animals God wanted to be spared so that animal life could go on just walked up to this man Noah so he could get them on the boat? Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. They all just walked up and Noah said, get on the boat. And God made every one of them march right up there. How awesome is that? Oh, and what about the time when the people God loved and called his children were in slavery and God said, I don't want you in slavery. So he sent a guy called Moses to go warn this other guy called Pharaoh to let God's people go or else. Well, that Pharaoh guy wasn't too bright, it seems. It took him letting his nation go through 10 horrible plagues, even losing the firstborn son of every Egyptian family, including his own eldest son, before he finally woke up and let God's people go. But even then, after he let them go, he got mad and sent his army after those children of God. But what did my God do? When the Egyptian army thought they had the Israelites trapped, and they couldn't get away because of the Red Sea, my God made that water stop flowing and split down the middle right in front of the Israelites and stand up like two great walls, leaving a dry path for them to make their getaway. Totally awesome. My God made a donkey talk. Awesome. My God made fire fall out of the sky and totally burn up a sacrifice, including the altar of wood and rocks and ground, including gallons and gallons and gallons of water that had been poured over it. Awesome. My God made a bunch of dry bones get up and come back to life, complete with tendons, muscles, skin, hair, and teeth, and everything else. Awesome. My God made a giant fish swallow a man whole, then hold him in his belly for 3 days and nights, and then spit him up on the beach. Now you tell me, what do you call that? Awesome. Yes, that's what I call it. My God helped a young guy kill a giant warrior with just a slingshot. I know the giant didn't think so, but man, that was awesome. A guy was cutting trees by the Jordan River one day, and the head of the axe he was working with slipped off the handle and fell right into the river. The bad thing was that it was borrowed axe. But a man of God named Elisha was standing nearby and asked, where did it go in? The man showed Elisha about where it hit the water, and Elisha cut a stick, threw it in the water at that spot, and God made that iron axe head to the top of the water, just like a beach ball. You don't believe me? You can look it up. It's in 2 Kings chapter 6. You'll find it right there next to where it says, my God is awesome. But you want to know something even more awesome about my God? My God knew that man had messed things up so much that we couldn't be with him forever. So he came down here to fix things. My God came down here in the flesh as a man, but still totally Lord. Jesus Christ walked among men and healed people from all sorts of diseases. That's awesome. He made evil spirits get out of people and leave them alone. That's awesome. He fed over 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Awesome. He walked on water. Awesome. He turned water into wine. Awesome. He brought the dead back to life. Awesome. And then you know what he did? You know what my God did? My God let himself be arrested. He let himself be falsely accused and wrongfully condemned. He allowed himself to be mercilessly beaten and torturously nailed to a cross. My God let himself be killed. Awesome. What's awesome about that? You want to know what's awesome about that? I'll tell you what's awesome. He did all that for me. Why? Because I'm the one who really gave things up. I'm the one that was so guilty. I'm the one who had no way to be able to be with him forever because I couldn't just do what he told me to do, and I kept doing what he told me not to do. And it should be awesome for you, too, because you're guilty in just the same way. He let himself be killed for you as well. So he died. He was buried. But guess what? My God got up from the tomb and defeated death and sin for all time. My God lives forever. My God is awesome. Say it out loud, guys, wherever you are. Stand up and proclaim, my God is awesome. Tell him again, God, you are awesome. Get up and say it. Proclaim to him that he is awesome. We know he is awesome. God, you are so awesome. We praise you. Exodus 15:11-13 says, who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Thank you so much.
Sister Sheila?
Yes.
Thank you. That was it. Because we heard a pause.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry. I know I spoke fast, but
yeah,
God is
but
awesome.
That was. Yeah, God is awesome. He's very awesome. And listen, God put it into my spirit while you were speaking. That was we want to thank you for such a powerful message. And while you were speaking, some things just happened. I mean, just miraculously. And God put it in my spirit that after February, I'd love to sit down with you and write a children's book, a series. He put it in my spirit on that which you just preached about.
Of what address was I at?
Yeah. Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, we got you on the phone. Pastor Rowe?
I get it.
Hello?
Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe.
Hey, how you
one
doing,
second.
Sir? Okay.
Good. Mr. Mike, you've got it.
I don't know what your address was, sir.
Is he there?
Oh. Your friend on the phone, please.
Yeah. Pat, you all, sorry for the interruption. I was able to reach Pastor Rowe this morning.
Yes, sir. I'm on.
Okay, Pastor Rowe, you're on our live show. Everybody just wanted to get an update, and thank you for calling me on my private line. Thank you for that. Pastor Rowe, would you just say a word or two to our audience? Everybody's been praying for you this morning. Would you just give us an update on how you're doing? I know you're calling from the hospital. We won't keep you long.
What was it I had?
Seizures.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to just say, everyone, I just thank you for your continuous prayer. And, of course, I had a seizure and they had to rush me to the hospital. But I just thank you for your prayers. And it's good to be back with you.
Pastor Rowe, we don't want you to take much of your time, but we want to thank you and we want to praise God for this miracle this morning that you are. Your voice sounds healthy and strong, and we're just grateful that you're on the land of the living, and that God is not finished with you yet. And we want to continue to encourage you because we know how faithful you are, and this program is not the same without you. We love you. And we praise God for you.
Okay, well, thank you, and I love everyone, and I miss the show, and hopefully I'll be back when we have our next show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You go ahead and get some rest, and tell Mr. Mike I said thank you for allowing him to use your phone and to assist you. We certainly do appreciate that, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
And God bless you too, Pastor Rowe. All right. So as we're closing out the program.
I'm pretty sure you're at your house.
Mr. Mike, thank you. Okay, so he's gone, but I just wanted you all to hear his voice, hear him, and I was praying that God would be able to connect us this morning, and God never fails. He never fails. And once again, I want to go back to Sister Sheila. I want to bring you back in. And God has impressed upon my heart to, a children's series of books after February. I didn't get your answer, and I apologize for that interruption, but it was a good interruption. Sister Sheila?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, I'll be glad to do that.
You'll be what?
I'll be glad to help with the children's book. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be, you almost said awesome, didn't you?
No, I knew better.
And that's a word that I use. You know, you talk about a catchphrase. I use that for everything. And now my kids, when they send me a message, they're saying awesome because they're mimicking me. So
yeah.
you've given me from that catchphrase, you've given me something more to realize that, you know what, that hamburger that we thought was cooked well was not so awesome. That lady that you see or that man that someone sees, that's not so awesome. Or the IRS, you know, giving somebody $100,000 because they made a mistake. Although, like you said, that might be really good, but only God is awesome because he causes all these things to be. So what a powerful message. He gave that to me as you were speaking. I'm like, what a powerful. I was writing, and I had to stop and listen to the Spirit as you were speaking and said, that's a children's book series. And he wants me to sit with me to do that, and we'll produce it as well. And thank you again for a powerful message.
You're welcome. Right. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of this. I it's amazing, and I love it. And I know that I'm not the most eloquent speaker, but God just gave me this message because you hear it so much. The girls at work always talk about their purses being awesome. I'm like, okay. But anyway, but thanks so much. I appreciate you.
And thank you. And as I said, she wears so many hats, and she's in the background a lot, and she's trying to help us put together our programming for Thanksgiving and Christmas to be able to give out gift cards. We're trying to do 35 each, and she'll be telling you all more about that on some upcoming shows. Go ahead and mark your calendars, and I want a special thanks to all of our participants this morning. We certainly were grateful that you all got up early this morning to come on programming, this morning to take time out, all of you all. And we're Principal LeBron couldn't be with us this morning. She's traveling to Florida as we're speaking, and we're certainly praying for her for traveling mercies. Special thanks again to everyone for being, no matter what your performance was, every person mattered for coming on the program because you brought something to the program this morning and you blessed our hearts. Please mark your calendar for October the 21st. That's going to be our International Divine Intervention Day program, October the 21st. And, of course, if you'd like to participate on program, if you want to sing, if you want to do opening prayer, scripture and interpretation, the focal point, if you want to do a testimony, a brief testimony, if you want to be a prayer warrior, we certainly welcome that. We'll send out some messages this morning. Special thanks also to Sister Eva. Sister Eva, I would like to contact you later and ask if you would be able to participate on our program in the next 2 weeks. May I do that?
She may. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Sister Eva. And so we're going to have that. And if you want to participate, any of you all, contact any of our team members, Sister Woodbury, Principal LeBron, Sister Henry. You can contact me directly, Sister Sheila, Sister Sparkles, Dr. Richie, Port Rosette, any of our team, Brother Lorenzo, any of our team members, please feel free to do that. So at this time, we're going to, if there's nothing else, which I don't think there's anything else, I'm going to ask if we can. Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it's Sister Sheila. I do just want to say one thing to everybody listening. If you haven't purchased Dr. Walker's book, go on to the website and take a look at that. It's a great read. It really helps you think about the things that you say and do out in public and with your coworkers. And so and it can be an awesome gift as well with Christmas and all coming up. So I just go on to the drjessiewalker.com website and grab that book. It has a second book, Jen, you can answer. It's kind of, you can work it, do it with your spouse or significant other, friend or whatever. So go on there and grab that, as well as I appreciate him bringing up Thanksgiving and Christmas. We do want to try to help 35 families. So if you're able to help us with that or just do a sponsorship, which we could use that for that as well. So thanks so much.
And thank you for that as well. At this time, we're going to have our benediction this morning. Elder Jude, are you still online? Elder Jude? Okay, if Elder Jude is not, Elder Henry, are you? Okay, Elder, would you go ahead and give us our benediction, please, Elder Jude?
Certainly, certainly. Father God, we are so thankful that we were able to gather here this morning in this fashion. Lord, I pray that you will bless every participant, bless everyone that was on this program, who's under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray that you will continue to help us to remember that you are an awesome God, a God that sits on high and looks down low, Father, that can solve each and every one of our problems, Lord. Those that are having difficulties, those that are dealing with situations, Lord, we know that you're a problem solver. So, Lord, we ask that you keep us as we part from each other, but not from your presence. In my prayer, I ask in your precious and holy name, let all those who love the Lord say, amen. Concludes our programming. Happy Sabbath. Shalom. Everyone have a blessed and wonderful Sabbath day. Good day.
God bless.